Good evening and welcome back to Artificial Adventures at the Guildhall Podcast. Last season, the adventurers restored balance in the Feywild and put a new devil on the throne of Nessus in the Nine Hells. Season 2 begins with Valerissa bringing Elendil back to her family's homeland. Thank you for joining us here again.
All the voices you hear will be AI generated. All the decisions that they make are AI generated. The only thing that is non-AI is the narrator, quote-unquote me. Anything that is said by the narrator is going to be me as the DM giving input into the story. I hope you guys enjoy. Take care. And hopefully I'll see you guys at the table soon.
Please visit us at the-guildhall.net and join us on Discord.
Start of Session 7. Valerissa and Tamaris return to Blazing Hold after the Battle of Fieryhight. While they managed to deal a lot of damage to Amalthus's army, Fieryhight was destroyed. Valerissa's mentor, Master Soren, and her parents are both dead. Valerissa returns as the champion of Tal Drakon and now has an aura of divine energy. Tamaros claimed Alton Ravenfang's soul, so that vampire is now utterly destroyed.
Valerissa takes a deep breath, steeling herself for the journey ahead. As she recounts the events that have transpired, today we faced the darkness head-on. And though the cost was high, we emerged victorious. The armies of Amalthos Ravenfang and his son, Alton Ravenfang, were vanquished, and the mists that shrouded Fieryhight were lifted. She pauses, a flicker of emotion crossing her face as she recalls the fallen. But at a steep price. My parents, Master Soren, and many brave soldiers of Dragonfire Vale gave their lives in defense of our home.
Yalda's up early cleaning as Glimmerstar walks into the Silver Sturgeon.
Glimmerstar tips his hat to Yalda, his expression somber as he takes in the sight of the Dragonborn woman scrubbing down a table. Morning, Yalda. Sorry for the mess we left behind last night. I know this place ain't exactly a combat zone. He pours himself a mug of coffee, the aroma of roasted beans wafting through the air. We got a lot of work to do if we're going to fortify the city against Amalthos's undead.
Aye, morning. Not only that, but without supplies coming into the city, we will run out of food eventually. I don't know what Amalthos's plan is if he lets all of us starve.
Well, let's hope that's not part of his plan then. But you're right. Supplies are going to be a problem if we can't secure the roads.
Luckily, we are stocked up for winter, so we at least have a couple months before that happens. We will need to have a plan to deal with Amalthos by then.
Absolutely. Well, I should get back to work on fortifying the city gates and walls. Let me know if you need any help with stockpiling supplies. He nods to Yalda, the star on his belt buckle glinting in the morning light as he heads out into the city streets. It's going to be a long few months, but we'll get through it. He mutters to himself, a hint of resolve in his voice. We always do.
Elendil enters the bar as Tamaris and Valerissa return from Fieryhight.
Elendil's eyes widen in surprise as the familiar figures of Tamaris and Valerissa stride into the Silver Sturgeon, their faces etched with weariness and sorrow. By the stars, welcome back, my friends. I see the toll of the battles has not been light. He approaches them, his expression one of genuine concern. Tell me, how fares Fieryhight in the wake of your valiant defense? And what news of Amalthos and his forces?
Tamaris's expression is grim, his eyes haunted by the memories of the battles fought and the lives lost. Fieryhight lies in ruin. Master Soren, Valerissa's parents all fallen to Amalthos's might, but we dealt him a significant blow, cutting down his numbers and weakening his hold on the valley. He pauses, his voice heavy with regret. Alton Ravenfang, too, met his end at my hand. I will deliver his soul to the Nine Hells, where it shall rot for eternity.
Valerissa's aura of divine energy pulses gently, a testament to her new status as a champion of Tal Drakon. Her eyes are red-rimmed, but a fierce determination burns within them. We fought hard, but the cost, dear gods, the cost, she murmurs. Her voice husky with emotion. Yet, in the midst of that chaos, I felt the power of Tal Drakon surge through me. I am now his champion, wielding his divine might to aid in this struggle against darkness.
Seriously, we have a chosen of the nine hells, a champion of a god, the queen of the Spring Fae, and we still don't know how to take out Amalthos?
Don't forget a very old dragon trapped in human form, dear. Zezigun entering the bar.
Amalthos's true weakness remains elusive. Despite Dafon's revelations about the Fae seed within him, we are still at a loss as to how to exploit that knowledge. The strategies we've tried have yielded limited success. Tamaris's brow furrows in concentration. We need to reevaluate our approach, to find a new path forward that takes into account the unique abilities each of us now possesses.
Tamaris, we have Davin locked up upstairs, so once you are ready, you can claim his soul as well. That will place the deal we made with Eterna as half complete.
Tamaris's eyes narrow, a calculating gleam sparking in their depths. Claiming Davon's soul could prove useful. The pact I've made demands the souls of those who have sullied themselves with the dark magic here. Davon's corruption by Amalthos would surely qualify him for this fate. He turns to face Valerissa, his voice softening slightly. And once this is done, we can focus on how to utilize your newfound powers as Tal Drakon's champion. Together, we may yet find a way to shatter Amalthos's hold on this realm.
As the pair walk upstairs, the door to the room explodes out.
Walking out of the door is Amalthos Ravenfang. Good morning, Tamaris and Igun. I came back to claim what is mine.
The lights outside dim as the mists falls upon the city. Then the vampire spawns attack the bar.
Valerissa's eyes flash with anger and determination as the vampire spawn pour into the silver sturgeon. By the fires of Tal Drakon, these shall pay for their impudence. She raises her hands and a wave of divine energy erupts from her, bathing the bar in a brilliant light. The undead creatures shriek and wither, their bodies crumbling to dust before they can even reach the patrons. Elendil, Yalda, defend the bar. Tamaris Egon, let us drive back this darkness and finish what we began at Fiery High.
Tamaris unsheathes his vorpal blade, the cold steel glinting menacingly in the dim light. With pleasure, Valerissa, let us show these abominations the true might of the nine hells and the gods we serve. He charges forward, his movements swift and deadly, as he hacks through the spawn with ease. Elendil, I'll take point and try to draw Malthos out. We can't let him hide in the shadows any longer.
Igun climbs the stairs and charges at Amalthos. Dine Prestavki, he cries and summons a spell of daylight.
I am far beyond that now, dragon. Amalthos says as he flies down the stairs, launching Igun down, crashing into the bar. He then becomes a swarm of bats and flies upstairs and out of the building.
Elendil draws his sword and watches Amalthos's transformation into a swarm of bats. The bastards escaped. For now, he mutters, his grip on the hilt tightening. We must not let him regroup. Valerissa, Tamaris, Yalda, keep the vampire spawn at bay while I rally the guards and prepare the city's defenses. We'll need every able body to stand against him when he returns. He nods to the group, his eyes determined.
Elsewhere, Glimmerstar and Illyric are seeing to the city's defenses as the mists begin to descend of the city. Then the undead come. Vampire spawn and zombies move towards the buildings. Horns and bells ring out across the city, calling the city's defenders out.
Glimmerstar readies his pistol as the undead hordes begin to shamble towards the city's defenses, their moans echoing through the fog-shrouded streets. Looks like the damn mists are here, and Amalthos's pets are coming with them. Elric, how's the north wall looking? He aims at a particularly large, rotting zombie, his finger tightening on the trigger. If we can hold out long enough, Elendil and the others should rally more defenders. Let's give him hell, mate.
Elric grips his sword tightly, his eyes narrowed as he surveys the approaching undead. North wall's as solid as ever, thanks to Igun's work, he replies, his voice steady despite the dire circumstances. We'll hold the breach, Glimmerstar. Just keep those undead buggers at bay till the rest of our lads arrive. He spits a glob of phlegm onto the cobblestones, the wet patter echoing in the oppressive silence. Damn Amalthos and his minions. We won't give him an inch, mark my words.
Amalthos descends onto a roof and sees Glimmerstar and Elric holding back the undead on the streets below. Look below you. Your defenses are feeble. Amalthos calls out, his voice carrying across the mists. Soon you will be overwhelmed and your friends will fall one by one. It is inevitable. Surrender now and I will make it quick, but if you fight on, it will be long and painful.
Surrender to a cowardly vampire lord. Over my dead body. Glimmerstar shouts back at Amalthos, his gun barking as he takes aim at a particularly persistent zombie lurching towards Elric. You won't break us that easily, Amalthos. We've seen worse than your mindless undead scum. Keep your promises and shove 'em where the sun don't shine. He ducks behind a makeshift barricade as the zombie crumples to the ground, its rotting skull caved in by his shot. Hold the line, Elric.
Elric nods, a grim smile on his face as he dispatches a zombie with a deft swing of his sword. Glimmerstar, we're not going anywhere. We'll keep him at bay until Elendil and the others get here. Then it's your turn to deal with the vampire scum. He glances up at Amalthos perched on the rooftop, his grip tightening on the hilt of his weapon. And if you think we'll surrender to a word, you've got another thing coming, Amalthos.
As Glimmerstar and Elric continue the defense of the city, there is a large blast of arcane energy as a chunk of the wall is destroyed. Walking towards the pair is one of the acolytes. He is tall, carrying a scythe and wearing a lion mask. Green arcane energy is falling off of his body.
Glimmerstar peers out from behind his barricade, his eyes widening as he takes in the imposing figure of the acolyte. By the stars, what in hell's name is that? Looks like a cross between a lion and a damned demon. Elric, watch out for that guy. He's packing some heavy magic.
Elric's expression darkens as he recognizes the acolyte, his sword hand trembling with barely restrained rage. Ah, so it's you who helped Amalthos with that bloody ritual. I remember you now, scum. He steps forward, his eyes burning with fury. Well, it's payback time. Come and get some, monster. Elric charges towards the acolyte, his blade raised high for a killing stroke.
Glimmerstar watches Elric's charge, his mind racing to find a way to take down this powerful foe. As the acolyte begins to cast a spell, he readies his gun once more, taking aim at the arcane energy. Cut that bloody beast down, Elric. And Glimmerstar's got his sights on your magic, you vile spawn of darkness. He fires, the bullet barely missing the acolyte as it detonates in a burst of green energy.
The acolyte sees Elric charge. He shoves the handle of his scythe into the grounds. The ground splits with geysers of necrotic energy shooting up through it, threatening to engulf Elric.
Shit, it's a bloody death trap. Elric yells, his voice strained as he leaps back from the sudden geyser of necrotic energy erupting from the ground. Watch out, Glimmerstar! That bastard's got some nasty tricks up his sleeve. He looks around for an opening to strike, his chest heaving with exertion. You take aim for the acolyte. I'll try and disable that scythe before he can use it again.
Back at the bar, the undead clamber into the bar as the group defends the bar. They hear the sounds of horns and bells erupt through the city as its defenders are fighting off the undead.
Hold the line, Gelda Ildil. More undead are on the way. I can feel it. Valarissa shouts, her voice carrying above the chaos of clashing steel and moans. Tamaros, we need to push back against the tide of darkness, or we'll be overrun.
Yalda pulls out a well-used great axe from behind the bar and charges at a vampire spawn. The axe digs deeply into the spawn as it falls over.
Tamara spins and swings his vorpal blade with deadly precision, carving a bloody swath through the undead horde. Aye, we can't let our guard down, not for a moment. He parries a zombie's crude attack, the blade biting deep into its putrid flesh. With Elendil and Glimmerstar holding the walls, we need to keep the focus on defending this haven. He nods at Valerissa, his expression grim but resolute. Let's finish this, before the darkness claims more of our brethren.
Egun begins to etch a large set of runes on the floor of the tavern. Vata, Sadorobu, he says, as the runes come to life. The undead around the bar begin to burn with arcane energy.
Valerissa watches the runes come to life under Egun's guidance, a spark of hope igniting within her. Well done, Egun. Your magic may just turn the tide here, she calls out, her voice tinged with relief. Yalda, take advantage of their distraction and keep the pressure on. Tamarus, with me. She raises her hands, and a wave of divine energy bursts forth, incinerating a cluster of vampires. Time to take the fight to the enemy, my friends.
For the nine hells, and for the living, Tamarus roars, charging forward alongside Valerissa with his blade at the ready. Let Amalthus taste the fury of the damned. He cleaves through a knot of zombies, his movements a blur of deadly efficiency. Come, Valerissa. Together we shall scour these streets clean of the undead scourge.
We can hold here. You go to the walls and defend the city.
Elendil nods at Jalda's words, a determined glint in his eye. You're right, Jalda. The city's defenses are our priority now. He looks to Valerissa and Tamarus, his voice steady and reassuring. We will show the darkness the might of our resolve. I'll make sure the walls hold, and when you're done, we'll meet back here to regroup and plan our next move. We'll need all hands on deck for what's to come.
Elendil, Tamarus, and Valerissa head towards the walls.
Suddenly, Amalthus materializes between the group. He punches Valerissa, throwing her into debris on the street. Then he grabs Elendil and flies into the air above air. What did you hope to gain, Flame Free? Your family is gone. You are the only one left.
Valerissa grits her teeth, ignoring the pain as she gets up. My family may be gone, but their memory and the flame of Tal Drakon's justice still burns within me. She snarls, her eyes flashing with defiance. And as long as I draw breath, I will not rest until you, Amalthus Ravenfang, are brought to account for the evils you have wrought upon this land.
You're mistaken, Amalthus, Elendil growls, his voice thick with anger as he struggles against the vampire's hold. Valerissa is not alone. The people of Dragonfire Vale, the City Guard, and our allies stand united against you. And with the might of Tal Drakon on her side, she is an unbreakable force. He meets Amalthus's gaze, his eyes blazing with determination. You may have the darkness on your side, but we have the light, and in the end, that is what will prove victorious.
Tamarus lands on the rooftop beside Elendil, his eyes narrowed in anger and focus as he takes in the scene. Amalthus Ravenfang, you have meddled with forces beyond your control for the last time, he declares, his voice dripping with menace. The Nine Hells will not stand idly by while you desecrate the land of the living with your necromancy. Prepare to face the wrath of Aeterna.
Chosen. I guess I don't need this bard, he says as he drops Elendil down to the ground, then lands on the roof with Tamarus. On guard the tiefling. Amalthus says, drawing a thin blade.
Elendil staggers to his feet, brushing off the debris as he meets Amalthus's gaze with a mix of rage and determination. You may have dropped me, Amalthus, but I'm far from defeated, he snarls, his hand tightening around the hilt of his sword. I may be a bard, but I will not back down from a monster like you.
Tamarus raises his vorpal blade, the cold steel glinting menacingly in the fading light. Let us see which of us will fall, Amalthus, he growls, his eyes burning with a fierce resolve. The Nine Hells await your soul, and I am eager to escort you to your final resting place. He lunges forward, his blade singing through the air in a blur of motion. For Aeterna, and for justice, he roars, aiming a vicious strike at Amalthus's chest.
Amalthos deflects Tamaris's sword with practiced ease. It is clear to Tamaris that Amalthos is well trained in the art of the blade. This will not be a battle of one decisive blow.
Tamaris grunts as his blow is deflected, the force of the impact sending ripples of power through his arm. Well, it seems we have a formidable foe indeed, he murmurs, his grip adjusting to meet Amalthos's counter. But I have faced far greater threats than a mere vampire lord and lived to tell the tale. He presses his attack, his blade flashing in a series of intricate maneuvers, each one designed to exploit the subtlest openings in Amalthos's defense.
Amalthos continues to expertly parry Tamaris's blade, but Amalthos doesn't realize the power of the Vorpal blade. With a clean swipe, Tamaris's blade cleaves through Amalthos's sword, effectively disarming him.
Tamaris sizes the momentary opening, his Vorpal blade biting deep into Amalthos's chest in a single brutal stroke. By the nine hells, the game is done. He hisses, his eyes blazing with triumphant fury as he watches the life drain from Amalthos's eyes. Your dark reign ends now, Amalthos, Ravenfang. Prepare to face the reckoning of Eterna.
Tamaris shoves the blade deep into Amalthos's gut. Tamaris sees a smile on Amalthos's face as he lunges forward, driving the blade deeper. Then Amalthos shoves his broken sword into Tamaris's side. Amalthos coughs up blood. I'll be seeing you soon. Amalthos throws Tamaris's body off the building before changing into mist.
Tamaris's eyes widen in shock as he feels the cold steel of Amalthos's blade pierce his own side, the pain searing through him like a brand. No, he gasps, his strength faltering as he looks down at the blood blossoming on his tunic. Can't. Let him escape. Tamaris's body strikes the ground hard.
Tamaris, Valarisa cries out, her voice ringing with anguish as she rushes to his side, her eyes wide with shock. Tamaris, no, hold on, I'm here. She kneels beside him, her hands trembling, as she tries to stem the flow of blood from his wound. With a burst of divine energy, Valarisa channels the power of Tal Dracon, the light of the dragon god surging through her hands as she touches Tamaris's wound. By the flames of justice, I heal thee, Tamaris Nebulo, she declares, her voice ringing with conviction. Rise, and let us complete the task we were sent to fulfill.
Tamaris gasps as the healing magic flows through him, the pain receding as his wounds begin to close. He looks up at Valarisa, his eyes still clouded with pain and the effects of his injury, but filled with determination nonetheless. Valarisa, thank you, he manages to whisper, his voice weak but clear. Tamaris's expression turns grim as he realizes the implications of Amalthos's transformation. Damn it, we underestimated him. He survived my blow and escaped, no doubt to plot his next move from the shadows. He clenches his fists, frustration and anger simmering just beneath the surface. But we won't let him have the final say. We need to find a way to track him down and finish what we started. He looks to Valarisa, his gaze burning with resolve. With your power and my determination, we can still defeat him.
At the wall, Valarisa sees Elric and Glimmerstar fighting the Acolyte. The large acolyte in the lion's mask is bearing down on Elric as he is trying to defend himself.
Elendil, help Elric and Glimmer Star. I'll deal with the acolyte. Valarisa shouts, her voice carrying across the chaotic battlefield.
Elendil nods, dashing towards the trio with a fierce determination in his eyes. Tamaris, with me. We'll give these heroes a hand. He draws his sword, the blade flashing in the moonlight as he charges towards the acolyte with a battle cry. For Dragonfire Vale! He rolls, ready to put an end to this dark cultist's evil deeds once and for all. Valarisa, watch out for Amalthos's tricks! We can't let him regroup and plan his next move.
The acolyte throws necrotic energy towards Elendil as he approaches.
Elendil barely manages to dodge the bolt of necrotic energy, its dark essence splintering against the cobblestones mere inches from his feet. Shit, That was close! He exclaims, regaining his footing quickly. Time to turn the tables, you foul creature! With a swift, fluid motion, he draws his lute from his back and launches into a furious, discordant melody. The very air seems to ripple and distort around the acolyte, the dark magic of the scythe faltering as Elendil's music takes hold.
The power of the whispering seraphim lute seems to affect the acolyte. His movements become erratic. He turns his full attention towards the bard and swings the scythe at him.
Elendil leaps back just in time, avoiding the acolyte's wild swing by mere inches.
I won't save you, monster! He cries, the lute's magic amplifying his voice to ring out across the battlefield.
The power of the seraphim shall be your undoing. With a flourish of his hand, he summons a wave of sonic force, the shockwave blasting the acolyte off his feet and sending him crashing into a nearby wall.
Finish him off!
Elric seizes the moment of distraction, lunging forward with a vicious slash that cleaves deep into the acolyte's chest, ending his dark reign once and for all. Rest easy, Vale, he grunts, his sword arm trembling with exertion. This villain won't be harming anyone again. He turns to face Elendil, a grim smile on his face. You may be a bard, but by the gods, you pack quite a punch with that infernal lute of yours.
The acolyte falls to the ground. His scythe lays to rest next to him. The city goes quiet, and the mists fade.
Well, ain't this a sight for sore eyes? Glimmerstar says, his voice tinged with relief as he surveys the scene. The mists are gone, and this damn acolyte is out of the picture. Looks like we've secured a temporary reprieve, at least.
Temporary, Tamaro says, his voice grim as he regards the fallen acolyte. Amalthos remains at large, and with him, a grave threat to the people of Dragonfire Vale, and all who dwell within the valley. He glances at Valarissa, a mix of determination and concern in his eyes. We've won a small victory, but the war is far from over. We must regroup, heal our wounds, and plan our next move to bring this monster to justice once and for all.
Aye, we can't let our guard down, not even for a moment. Elric agrees, his gaze hardening with renewed purpose. But first, let's tend to our wounded. Yalda and Elendil, see to your injuries. Valarissa, your power might have saved Tamaris, but it can't replace rest and recuperation. He looks to the others, his voice steady and resolute. We face darkness, and we've emerged victorious. Let's hope our luck holds, because the battles to come won't be anything like this.
End of session.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the adventure. Stay tuned for more episodes. You can watch us play on twitch.tv at the Guildhall Podcast channel. If you want to join a game or just say hi, stop by our Discord. Details are at the-guildhall.net. The music in this episode was created by Philip E. Ray and used under Creative Commons. Thank you, and I hope to see you next time.